In breaking news, Australian fighter jets have completed their first combat mission in Iraq. The Chief of the Defence Force, Mark Binskin, says the two jets were armed but did not launch airstrikes. Two FA-18 jets were involved. The jets have returned safely to base. The South Sydney Rabbitohs have ended a 43-year-old title drought with a convincing win against the Canterbury Bulldogs in the NRL Grand Final. A record crowd of more than 80,000 packed Sydney's Olympic Stadium for the 30-6 victory. Man of the match Sam Burgess played most of the game with a broken cheekbone.
I want to say I love my family. And most of all, we did it for you, the fans. It's been a long time. Let's enjoy it, guys. Well done.
Pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong appear to be withdrawing from some protest sites. About 1,000 protesters remain at the main demonstration site in the city's financial district. The government had given protesters a deadline of this morning to clear the streets. The search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 will resume today after a four-month pause. A ship fitted with specialist underwater equipment and two other vessels will concentrate on a refined search area about 1,800 kilometres off the West Australian coast. The plane, with 239 people on board, disappeared 7 months ago.